It seems like only yesterday, but it's been almost a year since I left home the first time, on my way to the great city of Larsa. After trying many paths, I had lost my way. That's when I saw that little rabbit. It seemed to me that he wanted me to follow him somewhere. I had nothing to lose. I could never have imagined what he would lead me to. All right, little guy. Wait for me. I'll follow you. Yep, I'm right behind you. Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? Where are we going?
Oh, you're fast.
Whoa, you are fast. Oh. Ooh. Hey, watch this trick. Voila! Watch this!
Allah is the greatest. Glory be to you, Allah. Praise be to you, Allah. There is no God but you, Allah. Allah is the greatest.
Hey! Who's in the cave? Who's there?
Enter in peace, my son. You will be safe. Tell me, my son, how did you come to this abandoned place?
I'm going to the city of Larsa.
The city of the evil king Narsis?
Narsis is the king, but I don't know if he's evil or not.
So, what is your name? Tell me.
Why, I am Obeid. Don't you know me? I'll be the king's next sorcerer.
What do you know about sorcery? You're just a young boy.
Sennadis, the king's famous sorcerer, organized a competition to find himself an apprentice. I won that competition, and I'm going to the city to take lessons from him.
Now there are even lessons for this? Things must be very different in the city now. It was much better when I lived there, in the days before King Narsis took the throne.
How long ago did you live in the city? What did you do?
I was a judge in the time of King Ebed, the father of King Narsis. At that time, we used to govern the people by the laws of Allah, but now...
Tell me, who is this Allah you speak of?
My son. Allah is the one and only God who created this entire universe and everything in it. He is more powerful than any of the weak creatures in our world. More powerful than the likes of Narsis or Sennadis.
Well, sir, it's getting late, and I'm not sure I understand you. Sennadis and Narsis seem very powerful to me.
Son, you must see for yourself, then you will know. See past the trickery of those who seek to mislead you. Keep your mind open to the truth.
How will I know the truth?
My son, if you seek Allah's help, He will guide you to it.
Thank you, sir, for everything.
Peace be with you. Oh, Allah, plant the seed of faith in this boy. Open his heart to the truth. Give me the strength to teach him what I know. Allah is the one and only God who created this entire universe and everything in it. He is more powerful than any of the weak creatures in our world. More powerful than the likes of Narcissus or Sinatus.
Come on, man, give it up!
Let go of that sack!
Your money or your life!
You won't need this money.
No! No, this is all I have in the world! Please, no!
Now, we'll just take that, okay?
Now beat it.
Hey, you hear this sound? I sure do.
I love the sound of money.
Hey. Hey! What's that noise? Oh, soldiers are coming. Let's go!
Run! Help me! Thieves have stolen my money! Help me! Have pity on an old man! Help me!
What's wrong, sir? Can you get up? Come on, I'll help you.
Thieves have stolen my money. Now what can I do, my son? The soldiers wouldn't even listen to me. Oh, my goodness. I'm so tired. I need to sit down for a minute. Life has become unbearable. No one's safe anymore. The King Narcissus doesn't do anything. He doesn't seem to care about us at all.
No, I'm sure you're just upset. No need to blame the king. The city can't be all that bad, can it?
Sonny, you just fall out from the sky? You're just plain stupid. Curse the king. He's not worth the spit in a camel's mouth. This king's not worth the pit in a rotten day.
What's that behind your ear? Hey, look.
A gold coin. Ooh, this is worth more than the bag of money I lost, isn't it? Is this real?
As real as your beating. You see the king's picture on it?
Yes, you're right. The king's on the coin. Oh, long live the king! I love the king!
Poor old man.
Stop! Hey! Get away from there, you street rats!
Please don't hurt us! We beg, we're starving, we just want food!
This'll teach you the skill from the royal guards! Next time I'll kill!
Don't mean no harm, we're just hungry! We've got family!
We're begging you! We're begging, please, man, we're not!
I was shocked by the conditions I saw in the city. It was nothing like the stories people told in my village. But my real surprise was still to come.
Halt! Who are you?
I am here by the order of the sorcerer, Sinatus.
Ooh, the royal seal.
Open the door! He may enter!
Do you think that boy really knows sorcery?
Yeah, and if you cross him, he might turn you into a monkey!
Proceed this way! Sorcerer Sinatus is awaiting you!
Thank you, sir. I found myself in a long, dark, and putrid chamber. Strange statues gazed at me from each side. I can't explain how I felt. I was about to meet the being I feared most in the whole world. The sights and sounds sent shivers up my spine. Then, suddenly... Ah! Stop, demon! Closer, and I'll have to kill you!
Take him!
Leave him. Come here, beast. You must learn to distinguish between friends and enemies, or I'll skin you alive and make myself a handsome throw rug.
Oh.
You are obeyed.
Yes, sir.
Come, follow me. Let me show you what sorcery is all about. The night. It is when people are alone with their fears. It is the high ground of the forces of darkness. When men tremble in fear under blankets locked in houses, too afraid to leave. It obeyed is the domain of the sorcerer. By Uzla, the moon god. Ifil, the god of darkness. By Fire, the keeper of death. The night will also be your time. And you too will be a sorcerer. Your soul will belong to us. And from now forth, you will master the ways of the sorcerer. You will harness the forces of darkness and evil to control the minds of the masses, preying on their fears and superstitions. You are entering a new realm, obeyed. A new life. You will join the great sorcerers of our time, Kurgat and Peter, whose names are whispered in fear by people in reverence to their power, in the eyes of the ignorant. Mere illusions are like acts of gods. They will worship and fear your power, obeyed, as they do me. Can you feel it, obeyed?
Yes, sir. I can feel it.
Yes, obeyed, I can see it now. You will carry on my legacy and be one of the greatest sorcerers of all time. Stay with me, obeyed, and you will triumph. Betray me, obeyed, and you will be destroyed.
Yes. Sir.
Panther, follow me. Come, obeyed. We must begin our work. You are one of the very few whose eyes have ever seen the secrets of my craft. No man alive, not even King Narsis, knows what dwells within these walls.
But why not?
Because, obeyed, secrecy is our power. Everyone, even the king, fears the unknown. That is why they turn to sorcerers for guidance.
What now?
Watch and learn how we harness the powers of darkness. By the power of Uzwa, I call on the moon in full. By the kingdom of Ifel, I seek the cover of darkness. By the vengeance of fire, I harness the fears of death. Blood of oxen. Lion, gold, raised in fear, bled from thrones.
As I watched Sonatus' display of sorcery, I was both fearful and reverent, mesmerized by his strength. While in his presence, I kept thinking about what he said. One day, I too would have power to control people's minds and lives. The grotesque display of his magic clouded my judgment and blinded me from the truth.
Dunya, after this world's grabbing hold of me. Dunya, worldly things are coming over me. Dunya, if I try hard, I know I'll break free. Dunya, I pray that Allah will help and guide me. I am mesmerized by the things around me. So much so that I can't see or try. Nothing else but to seek a man and find him. You know it's easy to do, and it'll drive you to know any time and space have no meaning. When I'm trying to get it, worldly things have me dreaming. Can I really regret it? My prayers are that you. Every time I'm excited, do I want paradise? Now my soul is divided.
Doinya. After this world, grab a hold of me.
Doinya.
Worldly things are coming over me.
Doinya.
If I try hard, I know I'll break free.
Doinya.
Pray that a lie will help me guide me.
People with power and wealth, they seem so amazing. My heart is drawn to them. And I know that I shouldn't if I knew the way. I know that I wouldn't, only love can provide to those who we want to honor deep inside. They have no one around to go mesmerized by the world and its people. This will soon subside. 'Cause the lies are equal.
Doinya. Life of this world grabbing hold of me.
Doinya.
Worldly things are coming over me.
Doinya.
If I try hard, I know I'll break free.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me. I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
Doinya.
I pray that Allah will help and guide me.
This is one of the many potions we use. It makes all people submit to you like beasts. The power of sorcery overwhelms their feeble minds.
Will it be hard for me to learn?
No, boy. I see the power in you. You can control nations with my sorcery. You will inherit the legacy of the great Sonatus. Kings and noblemen will seek your services and vie to win your favor and keep you in their courts.
Tell me how I can get this power too.
For you, boy, it will be quite simple. I will take only one thing. Your absolute allegiance to me! You will obey none other than myself and follow only my instruction. You will be mine, and together we will rule supreme.
As I began my journey home, I could only think of the events of the night before. I was so confused, my mind was clouded. In Sonatus' presence, I was intoxicated by the promises of power and strength. I was unable to resist his influence. But something was missing. My mind was not at ease. I wanted to see the kind monk I had met the day before.
Peace be with you, Obeid.
But sir, how did you know it was me?
Because, my son, only you know where I live.
Last night I had my first lesson with Sonatus. He promised me more power and influence than I had ever dreamed of. He said people would fear and worship me. But is it possible? Can what he says really come true?
My son, you must follow your conscience, not your desires.
But isn't power something to be desired?
That is what Sonatus would like you to believe. But his kind of power is meaningless. Everything in this world is only temporary. No matter how strong Sonatus's power seems, he will soon perish. Only Allah's power will last forever.
Forever?
Law has always existed and will always exist. He created this universe and everything in it. He has sent us prophets to show us the truth. Have you heard of these prophets? Do you know their names?
Oh, I've only heard of Kurgut and Pitor.
Who are they?
Only the world's greatest sorcerers.
Take a look around you, my son. Did sorcerers create this world? Who but Almighty God, Allah, could have created the animals, the plants, the mountains and rivers, all in perfection, all in harmony?
But sir, in my village, we are taught to fear and worship many gods. We sacrifice to them and pray to their idols. They say if we pray to the rain god, he makes the rivers flow. I was taught that even King Narses is descended from the gods.
Narses is just a man, like you or me.
Neither he nor Sonatus are more powerful than the beggars on the street.
The king, the sorcerer, the gods of my people, you tell me to reject them all. What, then, is the purpose of our lives?
My son, Allah has created us only to worship him of our own will. He made us responsible for our actions, and one day we will be judged for what we have done. Allah's prophets and his books call us to enjoin truth and forbid falsehood. Allah gives the righteous glad tidings of his mercy and of the gardens of paradise.
What you have said today has been very persuasive. But I cannot neglect my responsibility. My family expects me to continue my lessons with Sonatus.
Obeyed. You cannot serve your family by rejecting your creator. I remind you to follow your conscience and seek Allah's guidance. He will not forsake you.
Excuse me. I see all you slaves have stopped working. Isn't lunch over?
We didn't get a lunch!
Yeah, when did we become slaves?
What, I signed up.
The deal's changed. Apologize now, and maybe we'll let you go when we finish the new palace.
You better let us go now!
Yeah, we quit.
Yeah, we're not slaves.
King Abbott cared about us. He would never do this.
Go home and braid your beard.
Why me? Why me? Everyone was so nice to my father. Tell them to stop. Tell them to stop. Okay, then. I guess I'll have to kill you all. Guards, kill them all.
Sir, perhaps you could think this over. If you kill all the workers, who will complete your new palace? This might pose a slight problem. Maybe Sorcerer Sonatus should deal with that. He has unique methods, you know.
No workers?
Speak of the Sonatus. Look who's here.
Yes, Sonatus, yes. I'm glad I thought of him.
The king is losing it. He wants to kill all the workers. Maybe you have a better way to inspire them. No problem. I have something up my sleeve. You have disobeyed your king. Now he is angry. You must be punished. Strips of robe.
When bottle breaks, come to life and be a snake. Shabura! Shabura!
What's happened? The ropes, they're moving!
Oh, no. Snake! Snake! Snake!
Now you will obey your King Knossos, the great descendant of the gods. Fall down on your knees. Prostrate to him so he might forgive you. You belong to him. I have over 5,000 manuscripts that explain the methods of the greatest sorcerers from the times of our ancestors to the present. You must learn them all. Within these volumes, you will find the answers to your quest, your desire for unstoppable power.
For months, I read the tablets as told. I looked for answers to the many questions burning in my mind. But as time passed, I became less and less sure of what I really wanted. Was I doing the right thing? Sir, whenever I stop by to see you, I am late for my lessons with Sinatus. And every time I am late, he punishes me severely. What can I do?
You must never mention my name. If you think Sinatus will hurt you, say your family delayed you. But if you tell him the truth about me, the king will have me killed. You know we mustn't lie, but now we're faced with death.
Is it too late for me to be the way you and your messenger want me to be? I know a time will come when I will stand alone, answering for the way I live my life, just me on my own. But I ask you now, is it too late to change? I ask you now, as I'm calling out your name. Ya Allah, prepare me, Ya Allah, for Yom HaDin. I hope I made the right choices, listen to the right voices, to prepare me for the Yom HaDin. Throughout my life, I've been right and wrong. The constant influence of Shaitan on me has been very strong. Did I say yes when I should have said no? Did I say stop when I should have said go? Well, I come to you this day to come and change my ways, 'cause a day will come when I'll answer for my life.
I was amused by the parade of advisors, who tried to explain to Knossos why he was not loved like his father, King Abed.
I believe the answer is you have angered Paucus the swine god. You must build him a shrine of mud, and it must be the height of 10 men. Also, you and your subjects must eat only pig meat for 1 year.
Oh, now that won't be easy. Well, maybe we'll try.
It is Gardon, the harvest god, that is upset. Your subjects will worship you only if you eat nuts and berries.
Only nuts and berries, hmm?
Sire, I have seen a sign in the livers of wild camels. Evil spirits are outside the palace. You must wear these livers around your neck to ward off the danger and never ever venture outside.
You must leave the palace. Do not stay inside. Demons are taking over. I see them everywhere. You will only be safe outside!
Demons! What? Where?
Demons!
Where?
Demons! Little green demons with eagle claws and lion teeth with breath of fire! everywhere under the throne,
Damon.
On the walls, in your beard. They're coming for you. They have been sent by the enemy kings.
Sonata!
Run, run, run!
Help me!
True protection and strength come only from Allah. Seek no one else's guidance but his.
Praise be to King Narcissus, the descendant of the God of Gods. Lord, live his majesty. Long live Narcissus the Great.
Praise be to King Narcissus, the descendant of the Gods. Long live his majesty. Long live Narcissus the Great.
Praise be to King Narcissus, descendant of the gods. Long live his majesty.
Long live Narcissus the Great.
Praise be to King Narcissus. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of his ascension to the throne, for this holy day we have finished a statue in his likeness. From now on, this statue will protect our city, and whoever should pass by it shall bow down in reverence. We will worship his statue, even in his absence, as we worship him now.
Why do you bow if you know Narcissus isn't a god? You are far more powerful than him.
The lion also bows low before pouncing on his unsuspecting prey. Soon it will be me and you the people will worship.
As the months passed, I found myself spending much of my time thinking about the beauty of the world around me and the harmony of nature. What magic! Which sorcerer is capable of creating something as beautiful as this rose? Who could be your creator? He must be unlike anything else. The powerless Narcissus, Sinatus' sorcery, they can't create even one flower in this entire valley.
May Allah bless you, my son. You are learning very well. I think you will have a great destiny.
You have indeed excelled, Obi. You will become a great sorcerer. Together, we can achieve anything.
What's going on? Is that a monster?
Someone get it out of the way.
It's so big.
Is that what you get when you cross a pig and an elephant?
What's the problem?
It pushed one guy right off the cliff.
Maybe it's a new god.
We've got enough already. Besides, it's too smelly for that.
We've tried everything. Nothing works.
Well, did you try beating it or throwing rocks at it or feeding it?
Look, buddy, we're not stupid. We tried it all. Everything. This armor-plated buffalo won't budge. We need some sorcery. Why don't you all stop complaining? Someone go get Sinatus from the palace.
Why don't you go get him?
Because I'm in charge here. You get him.
I'm not going past that monster.
Hey, who put you in charge?
You get him.
No, you get him.
No, you get him.
What's going on here?
Huh? A monster's blocking the road.
Say, aren't you Sinatus' boy?
Yes,
Sinatus' boy.
Please help us, sir. We need to clear the way. The path is narrow and the beast won't pass.
Yeah, sure,
come on, this should be an easy job for a sorcerer's apprentice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's see
what you're made of, kid.
Go for it, baby.
What are you going to do now?
You can do it, man.
At that moment, I felt that I could finally put an end to my confusion. I decided to prove to myself whom I should follow. I had to see which power,
sorcery, or faith would succeed.
Settle
back,
folks,
for
Invoice Hope.
Yippee,
hooray!
Go, go, go!
He's
gonna do it! Hooray! Hooray! By the power of Uzma, fire evil, cause this massive beast to upheaval.
Come on, show us some sorcery.
Be fearsome snakes, scare the beast, its will you'll break!
Come on, help us out, man. You can do it,
It's not working.
Maybe you need to say it louder.
How long have you been with Sonatus?
Is this your first spell?
Is this the right guy?
Hey! What's that kid doing?
He's going to the snakes! They'll kill him!
Fool boy, he thinks it's just a rope.
Didn't your mother teach you not to mess with magic?
The rope can move! Can I keep it, huh? Can I?
Put
can
that down,
I?
It will bite you!
I want a moving rope!
In the name of the one and only supreme God, O Allah, if the way of the monk is dearer to you than the way of the sorcerer, remove this beast so that the people may pass freely. Let this small stone strike with your force, and let this creature be moved by your will.
What's he trying now?
Is that some new kind of magic?
Was it magic?
No, I prayed to Allah, the Lord of the Universe. I asked him to show us all which was more powerful, sorcery or faith in him.
Why don't they work anymore? Abracadabra,
the truth
come on,
is now
come
clear
on.
To me. All the sorcery in the world cannot compare to the power of God.
Which God? Uzla!
The one and only God, who created this world and everything in it. He has no parent and no child. All creatures, great and small, live and die by his command. He has created us to worship and serve him alone. Now that Allah has given me this understanding, it is my duty to share it with you.
But King Narsis tells us to worship him like a god.
Narsis is just a man like you. He has nothing except what Allah allows him, and that is only as a test for him.
Your Highness, I come with news.
Rise and speak.
Rumors have spread throughout the city. It is now common knowledge in all the households and alleyways, Your Highness.
You mean news of the great palace we are building? Yes, my subjects must be eagerly awaiting its completion.
No, sir. It is the news of Obeid. He has killed the beast.
The beast? What beast?
An enormous beast that was blocking the mountain pass and threatening the people.
And what of it? Isn't that the job of a sorcerer?
But you see, he didn't use sorcery.
Then how did he kill the beast? Does he know a trick that we do not know?
He did not use any tricks. It was something even stranger. He asked Allah for help.
Allah! No! What else?
He said that only Allah is to be worshipped, not you.
Enough! Bring me Sonatus at once!
Your Majesty, I am at your service.
The name of Allah is being mentioned again, and this time by your assistant!
My assistant?
Sorcerer Sonatus. Earlier today, a strange beast blocked the mountain pass to the city. It attacked those who approached it. Obeid asked the help of Allah to remove it. He was telling people that you seek to control them with illusions and tricks. That sorcerers have no real power, and that no one should fear you. He also said that we shouldn't worship the king, that we must submit only to Allah.
I say we kill him at once.
I don't know. We need to find out more.
Nako, Imzak, what do you make of all of this?
Kill him now, before he starts a rebellion.
But if we kill him now, your subjects might believe he was telling the truth. Besides, we should wait until we know who is teaching him. I suggest we calm down and think very carefully about this.
I spent 20 years of my life building the foundations of this kingdom and convincing people to worship me. My father and the one God, Allah, that he worshipped, had all been forgotten. Until now, I will not allow it!
I shall investigate what happened. I will find out if indeed my assistant Obeid has done this or not.
You have surpassed me in understanding and entered a new stage in life. You must now call your people to worship Allah.
I see.
This will anger the king. He will do everything to destroy you.
I will only fear Allah, and I accept whatever he wills for me.
That boy! He has not come today. What they have said must be true. I would have given him power, but he betrays me, humiliates me. Now I am ruined!
Imzak? At this late hour?
I heard about your incident with the beast. What you said about Sinatus and Narciss having no real power angered them very much. But I know it's true. Sinatus made me blind, saying he would improve my eyesight. His sorcery is just an illusion. Obeid, you must never return to the palace. If you do, they will kill you.
Only if Allah wills it.
These might help you until you find some other work. I know your family expects you to earn something.
Whoa. But why would you want to give me these jewels?
They are yours. If you cure my blindness.
God forbid. I do not have the power to cure anybody. Only Allah cures. If you believe in him, then pray to him to cure you.
How can he cure me?
It is easy for him. He created everything, and he can do anything. If you believe in him and sincerely pray to him, he will answer your prayers.
I never thought I'd be doing this. Oh Allah, I believe in you. You are the only God, the only one worthy of worship. All praise is due to you. I ask you in your infinite power to cure my blindness. All praise is to you, O Allah. You have returned to me my vision. I understand now how wrong I have been to help Narciss as he oppressed the people. O Allah, help me now to stand up for what is right.
It seems Imzak is late for our meeting.
Well, he is blind, you know.
Maybe he walked off a cliff.
The time has come, Narciss. I can see!
Huh?
Imzak, you can see again?
Yes.
Huh?
Who has given you back your vision?
Almighty Allah, my lord, and yours.
Allah again?
What are you saying? He's gone mad.
I'm not mad. I have more understanding now than ever.
You saw a bait.
Yes, and he showed me the path to righteousness.
Imzak, you fool! Are you aware of the danger of what you're saying? Why do you dare return to us?
I have come to do my duty as an advisor to the king. This is my advice to him, and to both of you. Let the boy be, and do not harm him. He only seeks to free people's minds from darkness and ignorance.
He only seeks to destroy me! I am the king! I will be followed!
If you wanted to be followed, you should not have oppressed and enslaved your people!
Silence! Or we will torture you till you reject this faith.
I only fear displeasing Allah. You have no real power!
Why do they betray me? Is this my end? What should I do?
You have nothing to fear, Your Highness. Be confident. He is only a boy. But you are the king. The people must submit to your everlasting power.
I will put an end to this at once. Bring me the boy!
Meanwhile, Narco, prepare a grand feast in my honor.
The king did not heed the words of his advisor. His heart continued to harden as his arrogance blinded him from the truth. The more I worked to proclaim the message of Allah, the more the king worked to find me and extinguish the faith which had started to take root in the hearts of his people.
Isn't it amazing how that boy cures the sick?
Remember, it is only through Allah's power that I have cured any of you. Allah gave us free will and the ability to choose between right and wrong.
He sees everything we do, and one day He will judge us for the choices we made.
Those who disobey Allah, who love this life but forget the hereafter, who fail to act when faced with injustice and oppression, for them, hellfire will be the punishment for wrongdoing.
If we are committed to serving Allah, no matter what confronts us, then our judgment will be easy, and we are promised paradise.
Empty every house. Question everyone.
I want to proclaim the message of Allah.
Get out! Get out!
I want to proclaim
tell us, where's
the message.
Where's that traitor?
Allah.
Where's the boy? Where's the boy? Where?
By Allah, I will never tell!
The boy? What boy?
It's through the mercy of your Lord that He sent this message for you and me.
Destroy everything.
As a mercy to the world to break our chains and make us free. Free from sin and criminality, though bodies be caged, our souls are free.
After much preparation, the king finally hosted the feast he had planned in his own honor.
I wanna proclaim the message of Allah. I wanna wanna go out there tonight and help my brother be set aright on the path to paradise, away from sin and willful lies. Only God guides us all, and who stays guided, only He knows. I wanna
As his guests immerse themselves in drinking, music, and worldly pleasures, the word of Allah was gaining strength outside the palace walls. Its momentum grew as it entered the hearts and opened the minds of all who listened. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the ruler. He is the most beneficent, the most merciful.
Peace and blessings on the prophets. They gave their lives for humanity. They showed us how in the world to live. What more can true love really be? I wanna proclaim the message of Allah. I wanna proclaim the message of Allah. Of Allah. I wanna proclaim.
Allah has promised the true believers, both male and female, happiness in their lives in this world and in the hereafter, as a reward for their good work.
I want to proclaim the message of Allah. I want to proclaim the message of Allah.
They know what is right, but they try to hide it. They are overwhelmed with arrogance and pride in their power. And if one tells them to fear Allah, they become arrogant and reject the truth.
I will work until I see Allah being praised all over the land. I know Allah will comfort me if the unbelievers take a stand. I want to live this way and spread the message near and far. Strength will be with me each day to proclaim the message of Allah. I want to proclaim the message of Allah. Of Allah. I wanna proclaim the message of Allah. I wanna proclaim the message of Allah.
We pray to Allah the Almighty to not make us like them and to protect us from their evil. The King is a being just like yourselves. There is no difference between Him and His servants. He has emotions, He thinks, He sleeps, and He eats. But Allah is above all of that. The king and his sorcerer have been plotting for the last 20 years to lead you astray and take you away from the worship of Allah so that you will worship them and be their slaves instead of Allah.
I want to proclaim the message of Allah.
The moon, shining in your full glory, we leave you this offering. Rid us of the treacherous boy Obeid, who has blasphemed against you.
We worship Allah not only through our prayers, but also through our actions. Like helping someone who's needy, it is never too late to change. Allah loves us all and will forgive any of his sincere servants.
Hey! Look! Someone's coming!
Hey, yes! Hurry!
They found us! Please, hide!
It's okay. I'll go. The time has come to confront Narsis face to face.
You are under arrest!
Please, hear me out.
No! You hear me out, traitor! I have been looking everywhere for you! Come with me and do not try to escape!
You'll never take him! I'll kill you before you-
Wait! Wait! Don't worry, I'll be back, God willing. Come on, let's go.
Allah will protect him.
So, you have come at last. Bow down to me.
I will only bow down to Allah.
You will bow! Down!
Look, boy. There's someone here to see you.
Curse you, old Baid! Is this how you repay my trust in you? Huh?
Leave him.
Let's hear what our enlightened little teacher has to say.
I only say what you already know is the truth.
What you say is treason.
He is most ungrateful.
You are ungrateful to Almighty Allah.
Do you dare mock me? Do you deny my power?
Do you deny your Lord's blessings?
I am the Lord, the only ruler of all of the people. Only me, only me!
Many kings before you said the same thing, but Allah destroyed them all. When your time comes, you won't be able to delay it for even 1 second.
Who are you to speak this filth to me? Who do you think you are? Who?
He is insane, Your Highness. He is simply repeating the words of the people before him. We should take this crazy boy to the peak of the mountain. If he doesn't come to his senses, we should throw him to his death.
Make it so.
How can a boy know all this? Did he come across the books from the days of my father? No, it can't be. We destroyed them all.
Your Highness, there must be another with his knowledge. What can it be?
What he says sounds similar to what another had said before him.
Could it be the old judge from King Abbott's time? Is he still alive?
But he left the city 20 years ago. He disappeared forever.
It's true he left the city, but it seems he didn't go far. I think I can find out where he's hiding.
You can?
He must live in a place between the city and the boy's home.
What's going on?
Where are they going?
School. What are they doing?
Where are they going?
Isn't that the... That is the boy.
Look, it's the boy who taught us about Allah.
This doesn't look good. What could it be?
Officer, where are you taking him?
Don't worry, he's going to high places.
Quickly, gather the others. We'll ambush them on the way to the mountain.
Got it.
How did they capture you?
They searched everywhere to find out who taught you this faith, my son.
Move! The king is waiting! Let's get moving.
Get out of here!
Hey, leave him alone!
Have patience, my son. Have patience. God willing, we will meet in paradise.
May Allah protect you!
There he is! Hello, Akbar! Release the boy or else!
Or else what? Come any closer and we'll kill the boy now!
Return home. I'll go with them. I am confident that Allah will not leave me.
To take you!
Rest assured, nothing will befall me. Except what Allah wants to. Return to the city and tell the people about me. Allah will grant victory for his faith. Now go, quickly.
Let us go.
Let's go, men. I guess we won't see any excitement today. Come back to your senses, boy, or else you'll certainly die today.
I pity you. You obey the king's orders to reject your creator. But Narses can't help you when you must finally answer to Allah.
We will carry out our orders to execute you, so think carefully. It's your last chance.
It's your last chance to save yourselves. Tell your men to go home before it's too late. Oh, Allah, protect me from them however you wish.
Oh, boy!
Easy, boy!
You don't scare me. Come on. Your magic isn't going to work, boy.
I'm warning you. You must worship Allah and nothing else.
Huh?
It's not too late.
Shut up already!
Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Come here. Help me push this kid over.
Yes.
To my friend!
Oh, Allah, protect me from them however you will.
I can't see!
I can't see!
You would have died!
Let him go!
Let him go!
Save us out!
Save yourselves!
I see him! Look! He's there!
Allah has saved him from the soldiers!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Alhamdulillah! All praise is due to you, O Allah! Assalamu alaikum!
Welcome back!
Thank God!
Allah delivered you safely!
By now, your precious little student must be dead. No one will follow your Allah anymore.
Worshipping one's creator is in man's nature. People will return to the truth.
My rule is the truth!
Don't you ever wonder why the people hate you, though they loved your father?
My father was foolish and weak.
During his time, our nation was prosperous. People enjoyed safety and security because Abbott established the laws of God.
There is no God above me!
How can you even begin?
Stop!
It's not too late. Search your soul. You can't deny the reality of your creator.
Enough! I will not listen to you. I cannot stand to hear another word about your God. I will have you put to death. Guards! Guards!
Halt! Who are you? Huh?
I wish to see Narses. Now.
Proceed. The rest of you remain here.
Oh, sir, you can't go in there. Sir, wait, stop.
Huh?
How can it be? What are you doing here? How did you escape? Speak!
Your soldiers got caught up with something else.
Huh?
So I left them at the mountain.
What do you mean?
Allah sent them a powerful wind, which blew them over the edge.
And how were you saved?
I was saved by Allah's will. This miracle has convinced many people of God's power. I have returned to convince you as well.
Lies! Lies! You must have used sorcery to save yourself!
Hmm. No sorcerer has ever controlled the
Enough! Wounds. Kill him like we killed Imzak and the monk!
You may have destroyed their bodies, but not their souls. And inshallah, I shall meet them again in paradise.
Executioner, kill him now!
Your worshipfulness, the people now hold the boy in high regard. If we kill him, they may rise up against us. We will announce that we have exiled him from the city. Then our soldiers will take him out to sea, tie his feet to a stone, and throw him to his watery grave.
Let's see him get out of this.
Captain, let us depart right away.
Open the sails! Lift the anchor!
If I were in your place, I'd change my faith in a heartbeat.
What? And you would deny the one who makes your heartbeat?
Don't get philosophical. I just like life.
So do I, but I prefer the next life even more.
Great. Then enjoy your little swim.
I tell you, some people just don't get it.
Oh, Allah, protect me however you wish.
This won't be a problem, will it?
Ugh. Those waves are closing in!
This is not good!
Hold your places!
Get the sails!
Oh, Allah! Protect me, however you wish.
Storm ended quickly.
Just like it began.
Look, something's floating ashore. Hey! That boy survived the storm!
Isn't that the boy that the king exiled?
I think so. Let's see. Come on. If he survived that storm, count me with the believers.
Yes, it is him. How did you survive?
It was God's will.
God is great! God is great!
Come on, let's go. We have work to do.
You? Here? It's not possible!
Obeyed?
What the?
Allah has destroyed your soldiers. Soon you will follow in their fate.
No! No! Get away! What are you? Demon or ghost?
This time I'll kill you myself!
Who are you? Who has taught you this sorcery? You will never prevail over me. You will see what I will do with you. Sharapura! Sharapura! Sharapura!
Sharapura!
Save your breath, Sinatus. I see right through your simple illusions.
Get the executioner!
Get whoever you want.
Send him to join his friends now!
May Allah paralyze the hand that kills the righteous.
Sword is stronger than your sorcery.
Quickly! Cut off his head!
I can't even move my arms.
Believe me, Narciss. You'll never be able to kill me.
You're nothing but a sorcerer trying to trick me.
Narciss, I'm not a sorcerer, and you know that. If you want, I'll tell you how you can kill me.
Will you really die?
Yes, I will really die.
And how is that?
Gather all the people, then say in the name of Allah, the Lord of this boy, and just shoot your arrow toward me.
If you're mocking me, you'll pay. Narco?
I think it's a splendid idea. When the people witness his death, they'll go back on their faith in Allah.
And that's how we'll end our problems.
What kind of nightmare are you, Obeyed? What kind of nightmare?
As I await what will probably be my last day on Earth, I pray that Allah makes the method of my death even greater proof to the people than my life. I pray that through my life, and inshallah through my death, I have served Allah well and have earned his reward.
It will be as God wills.
They will not be able to harm him in any way.
We must have faith in Allah's plan.
Oh, people of Lhasa! His Majesty King Narciss has decreed the execution of the boy Obeyed! The king will carry out the sentence by his own hands!
Why this way,
The answer will be clear to you after my death. But don't forget my condition.
In the name of Allah, the Lord of this boy.
You have lied!
The people have to hear you say it!
In the name of Allah, the Lord of this boy!
I have killed the boy.
I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Everything happens by His will. Everything, everything. Allahu Akbar! Oh, people! The king was unable to kill him without using the name of Allah! Obaid has sacrificed himself to prove to us that kill nothing him. Happens except by Allah's will!
Leave him in Allah!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! God is the greatest! Allahu Akbar!
I did what we planned! The boy is dead, but now more people believe in Allah!
This cannot be! No, no! Soldiers, surround them! Allow no one to escape! Dig a pit of fire! Throw in anyone who refuses to follow me!
And now?
Have mercy on my child.
Have faith, mother. Have faith.
Ya Allah! He has made my newborn speak.
Oh, believers, have faith! Allah has sent us a sign. Paradise awaits us. Do not fear the fire!
In the 85th chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Buruj, Allah concludes the story of these people with the following verses. Those who persecute the believing men and women and then do not turn in repentance will have the penalty of hell. They will have the penalty of the burning fire. But for those who believe and do righteous deeds, will be gardens beneath which rivers flow. That is the great salvation, the fulfillment of all desires. Although the boy and the believers that followed him were killed by their evil king, Allah has promised them the greatest reward. It is this reward that we must struggle for always.
Is it your rain? For me to be the way you and your messenger want me to be. I know a time will come when I will stand alone, answering for the way I live my life, just me on my own. But I ask you now, is it too late to change? I ask you now, as I'm calling out your name. Ya Allah, prepare me. Ya Allah, for Yawm al-Deen. I hope I made the right choices, listen to the right voices, to prepare me for the Yawm al-Deen. Throughout my life, I've done right and wrong. The constant influence of Shaitan on me has been very strong. Did I say yes when I should have said no? Did I say stop when I should have said go? Well, I come to you this day to come and change my ways. 'Cause a day will come when I'll answer for my life. But I ask you now, is it too late to change? I ask you now, as I'm calling out your name. Ya Allah, prepare me. Ya Allah, for Yom Adin. I hope I made the right choices, listen to the right voices, to prepare me for the Yom Adin. Day by day, I've been working on myself, striving on the straight path for you and no one else. Through all my struggles and strifes, through all of life fights, inshallah my final destination will be with you in paradise. But I ask you now, is it too late to change? I ask you now, as I'm calling out your name. Ya Allah, prepare me. Ya Allah, for Yom Adin. I hope I made the right choices, listen to the right voices, to prepare me for the Yom Adin. Yom Adin.